Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Lisa Cleave. One of my favorite bridges in the Quad Cities is the Centennial Bridge. When I consider all the bridges in the area, both large and small, the Centennial has it all. Form, function, and a stellar view up and down the Mississippi River. I love the graceful arches and recently learned they symbolize the Quad Cities. The two larger arches in the middle represent Rock Island and Davenport, while the smaller ones signify Bettendorf, Moline, and East Moline. It's my bridge of choice for crossing the Mississippi because it's not too long, has nice wide lanes, and I never have to wait for a barge to pass through. As for the view, it is just as lovely looking at the impressive structure as it is surveying one's surroundings from the pedestrian walkway on the bridge deck. It is an iconic landmark that is used to represent the Quad Cities visually in everything from advertising to artwork. At night, the bridge glows from 128 sodium lamps that were installed on the arches in 1988, thanks to the efforts of River Action Incorporated. Construction of the bridge began in March of 1939 and was finished on June 5, 1940, but the dedication and ribbon-cutting ceremony did not occur until July 13th. 57,000 vehicles and 20,000 pedestrians crossed the bridge within the first 8 hours of its official opening. The design is called a tied arch bridge, and it was the first of its kind, as well as the first four-lane bridge to cross the Mississippi. 9,750 tons of steel were used to build the bridge, and the total cost came to $1.75 million. The construction of the Centennial Bridge was not financed with any government money, but with bonds instead. Tolls were charged to cross the bridge and were used to pay off the bonds. The initial toll was 5 cents for pedestrians and 10 cents for automobiles, with trucks paying more. The pedestrian fee ended in 1960, and the toll for motor vehicles eventually rose to 50 cents by 1991 and was eliminated in May of 2003. The bridge was originally to be named after Robert Galbraith, Rock Island's mayor at the time, who was the driving force behind this project. Days before the dedication, he asked that the name be changed to honor the 100th anniversary of the city's founding.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.